time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
The best value in pasture horn fly control just got better. Altacid IGR is now priced at just 2 to 3 cents per head per day. This IGR passes through cattle and into manure where horn flies lay eggs, preventing adult flies that interfere with cattle health and profitability. Unlike ear tags and sprays, Altacid IGR is part of your supplement, eliminating the effort of handling cattle. Ask for Altacid IGR by name at your feed dealer or visit AltacidIGR.com to learn about protecting your cattle for only $4.50 per head per season.
Well, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, March 25th on Dish Network Channel 997 SLA TV and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Starting 8 a.m. Central Time, 29,500 head will be offered, 8,500 yearling steers, 4,400 yearling heifers, over 12,000 weaned calves. Now, if you'd like to know the estimated time a lot will sell or preview the video, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call for information, 800-422-2117.
Well, 1 year has passed since the red meat trade provisions of the U.S.-China Phase 1 Economic and Trade Agreement entered into force, expanding access for U.S. beef and pork in the world's largest red meat import market. Joel Haggard, U.S. Meat Export Federation Senior Vice President for the Asia-Pacific, takes a look at the impact.
The impact of Phase 1 on U.S. beef exports to China is a bit of a different story. U.S. beef gained post-BSE access to China in July 2017. Import conditions were still very restrictive, however, and trade ended up being pretty limited. But U.S. negotiators went back to the table as part of the Phase 1 talks and managed to move China really more aligned with international standards, especially on safe tolerances for hormone residues. And our exports have really taken off. U.S. has been exporting somewhere around 2,000 tons of beef a week to China. And if this pace continues, it will be one of our top five markets this year. So overall, Phase 1 has been beneficial to U.S. beef and pork producers, no doubt about it. Yes, there were some other drivers involved in the dramatic uptick in our red meat trade with China over the past year, but certainly that new framework has provided more favorable access conditions for that trade to happen. For red meat, the U.S. really enjoyed a banner first year of trade with China under Phase 1, with the value of combined U.S. beef and pork exports rising from just below $1.4 billion in 2019 to $2.5 billion last year. On the pork side, there was another powerful dynamic already at work when Phase 1 started to be implemented. China reported its first African swine fever case in August 2018, the real supply hole appearing by the end of 2019, which then created a crush of import orders. So in short, large exports to China were in the cards for us anyway last year. Certainly, though, Phase 1 did provide a calming effect to what had been a turbulent few years of trade tensions between the U.S. and China.
For more information, you can visit usmef.org. Well, Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack has announced that USDA is establishing new programs and efforts to bring financial assistance to farmers, ranchers, and producers who felt the impact of COVID-19 market disruptions. The new initiative will reach a broader set of producers than in the previous COVID-19 aid programs. USDA is dedicating at least $6 billion towards the new programs. The department will also develop rules for a new program that will put a greater emphasis on outreach to small and socially disadvantaged producers, specialty crop and organic producers, timber harvesters, as well as provide support for the food supply chain and producers of renewable fuel, among others. Existing programs like the Coronavirus Food Assistance Program, or CFAP, will fall within the new initiative and, when the statutory authority allows, will be refined to better address the needs of producers. The pandemic affected all of agriculture, but many farmers didn't benefit from previous rounds of pandemic-related assistance, said Vilsack. Our new USDA Pandemic Assistance for Producers initiative will get financial assistance to a broader set of producers, small and medium-sized producers, and farmers and producers of less traditional crops. You've got farm news on Ron.
Hi, I'm Leanne Vanderlaan, a local Oklahoma dairy farmer. My family and I spend each day, no matter the weather, taking care of our cows. Nothing makes us happier than spending time with our cows, except for maybe a bowl of ice cream at the end of the day. We take pride in knowing our milk is the best because it comes from the best cared for cows. Learn about dairy farm families like mine at DairyDiscoveryZone.com.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.